enjoying that coverage and that playing. And now we're just moments away from kickoff here. The Panthers will kick off. They won the toss and deferred till the second half. So Northwest will have the football to start the game. It is a Minions night here for the student section at Western. It seems Minions from Despicable Me, but I also saw a banana over there, so I don't know what the link to Minions is for the banana, but
nevertheless. Wear yellow.
Just yellow, yeah. And I thought we had a little red, white, and blue going on with the Mountie student section across the way, and of course, with not a lot of travel, pretty full stands on both sides, and I think we'll have a pretty substantial crowd holding up the fences around here today, too.
Yeah, you know, you talked the pregame about the rivalry. One thing that I did like when I heard Northwest entered the field, broke through a banner, the Western fans gave some boos, and I like it.
Yeah.
I'm not calling that bad sportsmanship. I'm calling that. That's rooting
That's
for your
fandom,
team and
yeah.
not liking the other team.
That's a thing, yeah. I like it, as long as it doesn't go too
right.
far.
Yes.
Obviously.
There's nothing wrong with a few boos as they enter your home.
Heck yeah.
Let's go.
The Boobirds should be out, and they've got to, if they want to cheer, they can do it on their own side, but they should be moving over here. Mounties head out to the field now. Again, coming off a loss last week in a close one, 37-30. Western, 46-8, they lost to Battle Creek, Harper Creek last week. That's a good Harper Creek team. Western liked to bounce back. Northwest liked to bounce back. And the Mounties will get the first chance on the field with their offense. And deep to return. Forgive me, my poor eyes. Dennis Graham, deep to return here.
Yeah, and the freshman, Ro Dido.
That's your guy.
That is my guy.
Ro Dido. Like Doe, D-E-A-U-X.
Yeah,
like
French.
He's French.
Yeah, Creole.
There you go. Louisiana, Nolens. I hope he has. Like, now I'm picturing him with a deep, thick Creole accent. Coach Fran from
being able to put
Waterboy.
A root on somebody.
Here we go. There's your kick. It's a low liner. Bounces. Fielded by the second level at the 30, and he's going to run it a little bit. That was tenuous. I think in his mind he said, you know, I should just down it. He got tackled instead, but good field position to start for Northwest at their own 31-yard line.
Yeah, you're right. That's a guy that's not experienced getting the kickoff too many times. And
no.
You either down it or you got to run hard.
He was the Evan Burley. Yeah, he was in the middle. Should I just go down? Maybe that was the right answer. Nothing hurt. No damage done. And that's decent field position for the Mounties. We're just underway here. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. And we do go with a big formation here. Quarterback under center. Two up backs and one deep back. And he takes the handoff and slips a couple of tackles, but can't get past everyone. And that's only going to get him back to the original line of scrimmage at the 31. Second and they're going to actually take away. So the spot was better initially than I thought at the 32. He loses the yard, 31. Second and 11 for Northwest.
Yeah, you said nice tackle. That was Zach White, the junior defensive back, coming up and making the stop.
And Gabe Christner, the quarterback out there, senior under center, brings him back to the line. Second 11, they hand off again. A little better blocking this time, and he's able to plow through the line, get past the 35 to the 36. That'll bring up third down at about 7, maybe a long 6. And let's see what we get here from the Mounties offense. I know this is kind of what we've seen so far. They're happy with eating a chunk here or there, 3-4 yards. Two plays to get to that line of scrimmage at that rate, or to get that line to gain. So let's see if they go to the air. They're not big on slinging it around or doing much, so they come out again with that double eye kind of formation. They go to the deep back again. He's not able to break a tackle. Back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard. We'll make it fourth down and 5.5. And with 10:34 to go first quarter, we might get our first punt of the game here.
Yeah, great individual effort there for Western from Cole Archer, the senior. He wrapped up Dedell. You know, you and I talked kind of just off-air pregame about how we've seen some tackling issues this year, just period in general.
Yeah.
No issue there with Cole Archer. Fundamentally sound, took him right down.
And so the offense does stay out there for the Mounties. And we get a false start, it looks like, maybe. And that is the call against Northwest. Moving back 5 yards, make it fourth and about 10. And now maybe a punting situation.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that might have helped Northwest, that false start, because that play looked doomed for them.
Yeah.
But it appears like no personnel change, I think. You know, and we don't know. Maybe the punter has an illness or something, but this is pretty obvious punting situation.
And we've seen some teams do like a misleading. If the punter can be the same guy who takes the snap, then no reason to show that you're going to punt. And now we do get a quick personnel change after the huddle. And it's a punt formation. Christner, the guy to do the punting, it looks like. And now I think we're going to get a timeout. Delay of game.
Oh.
Took too long, and that did look a little unorganized on the substitutions there for Northwest, and they run a foul of the play clock, and now 4th and 15 for Northwest on this first possession. As they've killed successfully a minute, I think, since we first thought they were going to have to punt.
And I do think that was kind of by design to disguise that they were going to punt. Just rushed them out a little too late.
And again, it looks like senior quarterback Christner is the punter also, although they've just got a wide offensive formation here. And they are going to go out for passes. Fires it up high, caught near the line to gain.
That is
close. The spot's going to matter. I think they got it. So we're sitting here thinking maybe punt. Christner throws one a little high, but a great leaping catch by the receiver. First down for the Mounties on a 4th and 15. They got 16.
And I thought Western should be ready for that, because just watching, you know, the Christner's looking over at the coach and they're giving some signals. Like it didn't look like it was just going to be a straight punt.
1st and 10, Mounties. And I didn't see who made the catch. I apologize, but great throw by Christner with some stank on it. They hand off to the fullback on first down, and he's going to get about three. They're not quite going to give him three the spot. There we go. They do slide the spot ahead, so it'll be 2nd and 7, 3 yards on first down for the offense.
Sorry, Steven. That was Avery Ansbaugh, the fullback, and we talk about, we know he's a gritty competitor.
8:43 in the clock running here, first quarter. Scoreless so far. Mounties offense with a surprising first down on 4th and 15. Lined up and play action rolling out. Christner's got a man in the flat. It's caught on the run. First down, 40, 30. Cuts it back in to the 20. Still on his feet down to the 10. Inside of the 10 to the 9-yard line. On second down, Avery Anspaugh takes that one for a long gain. And they will spot it at the 9-yard line. And first and goal now for Northwest after a couple passes eat up some big chunks.
Yeah, and that's, you know, when you're a running team, that's the thing that's open. You know, every 5-6 plays, that kind of lull them with thinking that it's going to be a run. And nice ball maneuvering there. By the way, good tackle by, Brody Parrott that ran Ansbaugh down, saved that touchdown.
Christner under center. The give is to Dito, and he's hit immediately. He'll lose about 4 on the play. Big tackle there in the backfield.
That's Cole Archer again. And I talked about his fundamental tackle the last time. That was just pure brute strength.
just a power rush and got in there deep, and nothing Dito could do. A lot of alliteration in there. What could Dito do? Dumped in the... All right, that's I'm not going to say. We're 7:48 to play first quarter. And now it'll be 2nd and goal from the 13 for the Mounties. Christner under center. And he's going to play action fake, rolling out to his right, looking to throw, lets it go to the end zone, and throws it away. Probably a wise play there. Good coverage downfield. Nearest receiver on the play was Colin Ludwig, but that one thrown way over his head and out of bounds where no one could get it. Brings up 3rd down.
You know, the thing I liked about that, Steve, is Christner, you know, we've been told that they're going to run the ball a lot, and that's mostly their game plan. Sometimes you get a young guy and you get that opportunity to throw. You want to show that you can do it, and, hey, there's a sliver of window there. I'm going to do it, but he just did the smart thing, like you said, no turnovers.
Or pull it down and try to run and end up losing, you know, losing a couple yards or fumbling or something. So the smart play, we see it a lot more at the higher levels. Not all the time in high school, but probably the right play. Gives you 3rd down and 13. to the end zone. Couple of fakes, and Western not fooled. Staying in their lanes, and another hit for a loss. And brought down at the 16, and be fourth down. Now, we did see the pregame. The Northwest kicker's got a little leg, so I think we'll get a field goal attempt here, perhaps.
Yeah, and I think it's Lucas Rattel. And we watched him in pregame. He had the ball set on the 40-yard line and booted it through comfortably. So a 50-yarder, which we just don't see that very often. So it's going to be 32-yarder.
Christner's the holder. 6:49 on the clock. Snaps a little high, gets the hold down. Gets it past any blockers. It looked good from here, and they do count it. Good to go. And that is Lucas Rattel. 3 points on the board for the Mounties. And let's take a 30-second break. We'll kick it off when we come back. 3-0 Northwest on WKHM. 30.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com. Listening to high school football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, after they get the 3 points up on the scoreboard, Western Panthers will receive the kick. Our game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. And this kick a little liner, maybe a little onside attempt, and it's going to get to the out-of-bounds line and draw a flag, but I like that a little bit, a little sneakiness. Do not underestimate the sneakiness. First down for Western, trailing 3-0 at home. And we'll see what the Western defense, or the Northwest defense can do against this Western offense.
And really, that Western defense that we talked about has been a little maligned. They had pretty good success against that Northwest front. You know, we talked about it's going to be kind of one in the battle in the trenches.
Couple big plays for Northwest to move the chains here. Western, another team that's going to kind of muck it up. Wants to, you know, get some chunks here and there. They're not necessarily a big play offense. They're going to go out of the shotgun here with Levy back there. And joined in the backfield by, it's blocked for me. I think Brody Parrott is the running back on the right, to the right of Levy. Two receivers to his left, shotgun, and he hands it off immediately. Parrott on the run, hit immediately and brought down. I think forward progress is going to give him 2 yards on the play. They start at the 49, now they move to the 49. This time in the northwest half of the field, second and eight for the Panthers.
It's a big hit there for Northwest from Jack Beebe, the junior, number 45.
Right before the game, I talked with the offensive line, defensive line coach, and he said, you know, as much as we got the position players, the skill players that are going to make their mark, he said, if we win this game, it's going to be who wins this battle in the trench.
Yeah, which is exactly the mirror image statement from the Northwest coach I talked to.
Willis in motion. And we'll get a flag, or false start against the Panthers. They were setting up a little jet sweep to Willis coming across from that right split, that right wideout spot. But false start's going to move them back 5 and make it 2nd and 13 for Western.
Steve, I feel like we talk about this every week because most of the games we cover, these teams like to run the ball. And we talk about how important those early down mistakes can be. Kill an offense when you're counting on just 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, when you had just been 2nd and 8, 2nd and 13 looks a lot worse. In motion and a QB keep. Roll out on the run. Levy's going to get to the 40, down to the 39. And that's going to move the chains. First down, Western on a QB keep.
Yeah, nice run there by Lincoln.
Levy.
Lincoln Levy.
Good play call. Well blocked. He had guys keeping him untouched for most of that run. I mean, really, he has 11 yards before he's even hit. First and 10. 39-yard line, western half of the field. Big set here out of the shotgun for Levy. And he hands off again on first down and hit pretty quickly. Brought down for the stop. And on the carry there was Brody Parrott again. Second down and 8.
Yeah, that was Dantez Eubanks. He's a defensive back. He's up crowding the line. And again, we're going to see that with both these teams wanting to run the ball a lot. They're going to have to prove they're going to beat them through the air until they back off that a little bit.
Right, and that's kind of what Northwest was able to do with their big plays, is kind of play action and fake them. Western can stick with the run here a little bit, but they may need to go to the air to slow down this Northwest run defense. Hand off to Willis, bounces outside, and it cuts it in. 50 out to the outside, or excuse me, to the 30, to the 20. Nice run by Willis. He had a couple yards right out of the gate and then bounced it outside and turned it into a nice gain inside of the 20-yard line. They're going to give him the 18, first and 10 there for Western. So now after giving up 3 on the first position to Northwest, the Panthers have a little offensive rhythm going.
That looked like good patience and vision there from Jaden Willis, who kind of just picked his way through before exploding out there.
Yep. There's a snap high. It's loose. Northwest has it. Mounties have it. Levy couldn't pull it in. And recovering the fumble. Northwest, a little penetration into the backfield and right there for the loose ball. And that was Dantez Eubanks with the fumble recovery.
Yeah, again, Eubanks up there crowding on that line. Been involved twice now.
So the turnover for the Panthers, and that's those kind of things we were talking in the pregame, Brian. Defensive stop like that could make all the difference here. Western Panthers are going to be anxious to get something going their way. Hand off on the second after the fake. Moving to the left side, now to the sideline. Out of bounds. And chased out of bounds on the carry is D-Doe. He's going to get about 5 yards on first down. That's really the best run for Northwest here in the early going.
And it looked like Western kind of had D-Doe stopped in the backfield, and just a good individual effort to kind of bounce that out to his left side. Picked up 5 when it looked like maybe just 1 was coming.
We're down to the 4-minute mark here in the first quarter. 3-0 Mounties, and they got the football back on a fumble recovery there at their own 27-yard line. Second down and 5. Big set under center, and just barreling ahead is Christner, and they continue to push him. And Christner was up in the air at some point there off of his feet. They'll actually put the spot on the 35-yard line, which is good for a first down, and that's kind of just a old-fashioned QB sneak. And Gabe Christner able to carry for the first down.
And we usually see that when it's 3rd and 1 or something, not 2nd and 5, but the quarterback keeper up the gut for 5 yards is something you just don't see very often.
Yeah, and really that was 8 yards on that carry because of all the extra push from that line. And right now you got to say, hey, right now the Mounties offensive line winning the battle. There's a handoff to Dito out of the backfield here, and he's going to squirt ahead for about 4, and that'll make it 2nd down and 6. They're at the 39-yard line. 3:04 to play first quarter. Mounties lead it 3-0 with the football and driving now. Huddled up here, the Mounties on a lovely Friday night here in Jackson, Michigan. Tiger playoff baseball over at Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Getting going at about 8:08 tonight. Handoff again. And a good carry. Northwest offensive line starting to get a little push. And that's getting some rhythm for the running backs. And that time on the carry was Jeffrey Miller. And that'll move the chains again. They get him just out to the 45 and first down for Northwest.
This is where Northwest is comfortable, too. We talked about coaching staff saying they just want to pick up 3 or 4 yards of carry, stay ahead of the chains. They'll eat up some clock and down to 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Seemingly flying by. Maybe the coaching staff wants to get home, watch that last few innings of that Tiger game, too.
The line back in their three-point stance. Pitch out to Dito. He's going to turn it upfield past the 50 and keeping that momentum falling forward at the end of the play. Takes it into Mountie territory all the way down to the 48-yard line. And a nice gain again. And be second down at about 3.
Carter Fullerton, senior linebacker for Western, bringing down Dito.
Yeah, nothing spectacular in the offensive game plan, but it continues to be a battle of wills down there. Who's going to get the better push? And right now, it's all going with the Northwest Mounties. And then again, they go with that kind of Christner QB sneak. Let's take a few yards. This time he doesn't get the first down, but it makes it third down and 1.
Yeah, no, they call it 3rd and 1, but it looks like even less than 1. Foot and a half, maybe. Don't be surprised to see Christner do that again.
And he does. They could have used you in the defensive huddle now. The spot coming from our sideline is a little further than the opposite sideline, but they're going to give them the first down distance at the 45. So Mounties with a first down in Western territory. Less than a minute to play here in the first quarter. Matter of fact, 35.9 seconds. 3-0 Mounties after a field goal on their first possession, and they're continuing to drive here on their second possession after a turnover.
And I'm not sure why the clock is not going. Play clock's moving.
Yeah, the football's set. I guess they just hadn't signaled. 30 seconds. Power side right now in motion. And a pitch out to the left and has to break a tackle. We get a flag coming in. That might be a hold. They're going to lose maybe 8 yards on that pitch play as Jeffrey Miller comes around and takes a pitch, but he's brought down for a loss. And it's going to be against the Mounties, and they will decline the penalty with 19.6 seconds still to go here in the first quarter. And that's going to make it a long second down play for Northwest. However, we've seen them convert a 4th and 15 already in this game, so they can go to the air. They just seemingly prefer not to.
And I think that's probably going to be the last play we're going to see of the quarters.
Clock did start after the football was set, and with 7 seconds, I can't imagine them trying to run in and run anything. First quarter done, 3-0 Northwest. Western defense looking for a stop when we come back. 60-second commercial break. Second quarter coming up on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, end of 1, and Northwest leads at 3-0. They've got a big second down and 17 play here to start the second quarter. Ypsilanti Lincoln, 7-6 lead over Jackson. with 4:33 to play in the first quarter. And Lumen Christie trailing 7-0 with 11 to go in the first quarter. Quick score by Newmarket here on Heights to lead at 7-0 at Lumen. And on that second down play, Anspaugh with a carry goes nowhere. Make it third down and 17 to go from their own 48-yard line. Northwest Mounties offense slowed down here.
Yeah, they tried to use a little deception there, but sophomore Gavin Etheridge was having none of that. That young man watched some film and said, I know what's coming here.
Yeah, as happens many times, Brian, the slow-to-develop plays don't always, you know, sometimes it just causes trouble. Northwest is having some success with their straightforward running. Christner rolling out, looking to throw pumps. He's got a man one-on-one on the sideline, and the throw is going to be out of bounds. Incomplete pass, and that'll bring up fourth down and 17 from the 48. We thought they'd pass they'd punt last time, but Northwest didn't punt on a fourth and 15, so what's two more yards?
I think they would have completed that if it was the coaching staff throwing dimes out there that we saw in warm-ups.
They're out there just...
We weren't sure what coach it was, but he was putting them there all the time. Well, FDRs.
Mounties huddled up, and with 11:08 to play in the half, the offense comes out for Northwest. And we saw a little confusion the first time on fourth down, and now, again, a little substitution issue. Four wide for Christner out of the shotgun, and he is looking to throw. Triggers it down the sideline. He's got a step. Makes the catch at the 20. One-on-one coverage. The receiver saw the football. The defender did not and was able to adjust to a ball that was maybe underthrown, but thrown to the middle of the field. And when your receiver sees it and the defender doesn't, the adjustment becomes easier. And what a great catch by Roe Dido. And another first down on a fourth and 15-plus for the Mounties.
I have to chuckle. A coach that I talked to said Dido just comes up with 50-50 balls, and he said he's great at high point as a receiver. We witnessed it.
They go with a split. Four receivers set this time, and Christner looking to run. Little deception there maybe, but good individual effort by the defensive line for the Panthers to make that stop for just a one-yard gain.
And that's Cole Archer again.
Yeah, he's going to have a dozen tackles in the half if he keeps this up. 10:24 to play, and it's 3-0 Mounties, but they're driving into the red zone now, second down and 9 from the 19.
A few of these tackles from Archer have been highlight tackles, too. Not just your, oh, he ran into me. He's laying the lumber.
And again, three receivers to the right. Christner going with a spread formation. And he'll look to throw. Under pressure, gets it away to the end zone. Oh, diving catch, and he stayed in bounds. Incomplete is the call. He caught it, though. He had to be out of bounds out of the end zone, but what a throw and catch. What a layout dive. And I believe that was number 10, Jeffrey Miller. And then, gosh, that had to be you on instant replay if you're the Mounties coach. That was so close on the sideline. And I don't know if that official was exactly in position to make that call, but it was very close.
And in high school where you just need one foot in anything in, I think a shin might have been. It's hard to say a foot because he was laid out diving.
Yeah.
But
an elbow, it maybe even just on that end line, but third down and 9 instead. Christner looking to throw again, and he's showing some arm. Gets to the sideline, and again, overthrown and incomplete. And Dito over there might have a case for that defender grabbing him a little early, but the ball was going out of bounds, and maybe an uncatchable is the decision for the official. But unexpectedly, Northwest opening up the gas here and throwing it around a little bit. Brings up fourth down and 9. We know they're going to bring that field goal kicker out once again. That's their game. 9:51 to play and a 3-0 lead and another field goal attempt coming.
This one 36 yards.
Good snap. Better than the first time. He's got the kick away. On a line and through. Rattell with another field goal, and it's 6-0. Northwest with 9:46 to play in the half. 30-second commercial break, and the Mounties will kick it off once again on WKHM.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Mounties will tee it up with a 6-0 lead, two field goals. So we haven't seen two field goals the entire rest of the season, Brian, and we got two of them in the first half tonight.
Yeah. As long as we've been doing games, I don't think we've ever had a 6-0 score due to two field goals.
Yeah. And again, they do the little onside kick attempt. It's loose! Oh! That player had a chance at it, so it goes out of bounds. The Western player made a dive at the wild bouncing football and missed it, but the Northwest defender was going for the player rather than going after the football because the dive didn't get it, and it took an extra bounce and went out of bounds, but close play, and Western's lucky to not have the Mounties with the football again at midfield.
Yeah, that took that big bounce that you're always looking for. Steve, I got to update Homer up 7-0 in Addison, courtesy of medalist Marv Cox.
Here we go. Now, you have two scoring drives for the Mounties, but if you're the Panthers, one scoring drive of your own, and you tie it and can go ahead, so no reason to panic. You just want to get something going on offense, and you had it going a little bit last time. Hand off to Willis on a little bit of a sweep. He's unable to spin away from a crew of Mounties defenders. And now we're going to get a roughness penalty coming in after the whistle as they continue to bring him down to the ground. That's the likely call. Or face masking. They do call personal foul against Western?
Yeah, so a blocker came in there flying in after the whistle.
And so you, if you're Western and you're trailing already, as much as, again, you're trailing by 6, not 14, you still can't afford to have personal fouls against you when you're trying to get an offensive drive started. So move it way back for the Panthers. Quiet over here. We're above the Western fan section, and it's quiet here. And we even got about 40 junior cheerleaders out there, and they can't even get this crowd excited. As we get ready for second down and 27 here.
I'm not writing them a free pass because they're 6. They need to cheer a little bit louder. Let's go.
It is going to be first and 27. They didn't update the chain gang, but Willis able to break a tackle. Was stopped and was going to be second and 27, but he spun away from some defense, able to get about 4 yards on the play. 32-yard line, third down. And 22. But that, get excited about a little 4-yard run because it could have been worse, I guess.
You know, I think Willis just set a state record for the most spins in a 4-yard run. I think he had 4 of them.
Yeah.
He did spin from one, spin from another. Maybe 4 might be an exaggeration, but
he hit that X button a couple times too many. The spin button. Back to throw now for Levy. He fires one and it's about 2 yards short, bounces up to Willis. Incomplete pass, and that'll bring down third down and 23 yards, according to the scoreboard. I got it about 22 and a half. Now, first down marker at the 45.
Up to now, everybody kind of has understood the assignment of keep the ball on the ground, keep the clock ticking, let's get back so we can watch some Tiger baseball. But with that incomplete, the clock stops, and I don't think we're all happy about that.
It's 8:31 and a personnel change here as we get to fourth down and 22. That is the call. All right. We're in agreement that it's fourth down and very long and a punt likely here from the Panthers.
Maybe.
I know it.
We thought so with Northwest.
Northwest hasn't punted yet, and it's worked out in their favor about 3 times. 8:31 to play, and they may get it back here, leading 6-0. And they're going to get 5 yards back. That was offsides. No flags. It bounces, goes in northwest bounce to the 41, and that's where the Mountaineers will take over. I saw three different players jump. Or what?
Three defensive players, yeah. One offensive player. And
they must have not, like, maybe all of the offensive line players were late, and the Mounties are on time. Nevertheless, northwest ball, 41-yard line of their own territory. No flags on the play, 8:23 to play in the half, and Northwest leads at 6-0. Our game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Ypsilanti Lincoln now leading Jackson 13-6 at the end of the first quarter. And 7-6, Newmarket Huron Heights, 7-6 lead over Lumen Christi. Out-of-town scoreboard, and Michigan Center was up 14-0 early in that one against Grass Lake on the road. Pitch out on first down to Dito. He turns it upfield, picks through a little bit of defense. Not going to get a lot, but he gets that three, and I think that's kind of the number that we know the Mounties are looking at, 3-4 on every play, so a three-yard run. It's funny because to us we go, oh, you'd like that to go for more, but to them they're going, hey, 3 yards in the plus column.
And how about Dito as a freshman looking physical and fast?
Yeah, and that good running back vision where finding those slivers to grab that 2-3 yards positive when it looks like it could get stopped for nothing.
Yeah, that looked like something that might be right at the line of scrimmage.
And that's just a freshman, so you know that the staff here at Northwest is going to be glad to have him around for a few more years. Christner under center. Pitches out. This time it's going to be Miller. Breaks a tackle in the backfield. We get a flag coming out where you'd expect a hold. Miller's still on his feet into Western territory, down to the 32. I don't know if it's going to come back. We get a flag going in right near the 45. And if it's a hold, that'll be from the spot of the foul and probably go back to about the 35. And that is the call against Northwest. So nice game by Miller, but I guess only able to do it because of the holding. He did slip a tackle in the backfield, and that actually saves him from being much further backwards, I guess.
Yeah, well, they're going to get them at the spot of the hold.
Yeah.
But nothing worse than being Miller there, and you got really sandwiched good by about three Western tacklers. And then to have to pop up and see, oh, that effort for nothing. It's like taking a charge in basketball and realizing one of your teammates reached in as they were coming in.
Second and 16 here for the Mounties from the left hash. Big set, little play action. Delay handoff to Dito, and he's got some room. Almost slips away for a big gain. I think he might have got the first down distance. They're going to call him just short. Third down and about 6 inches, maybe a full yard. Let's say, yes, third down and one. But great run by Dito, well blocked. No holds on that one. Just a great play call at the right time and good run. It looked like a couple of sure tackles or else Dito's going all the way to the house.
I thought he was taking it to the house, and Davion Hughes, one arm wrapped him up. He kind of shed his blocker and... That was a great tackle by Hughes.
Watch for that Christner keep right here. No, he does hand off to Anspaugh, who gets the first down out to the 49. Just what he needed. That should be enough. Move the chains and a first down for the Mounties. 6-0 lead for Northwest. 6:27 to play in the first half, and it's been all Northwest really possessing the football for most of this half.
Yeah, Carter Fullerton and Alexander Delore kind of tag team tackling Ansball there, who there's been some hard hitting so far tonight.
Yeah, that's been that kind of, you can see that rivalry aspect of things, and they're out there hitting, they're out there being athletic. And this Northwest Mountie offensive line has gotten the better of the Western defense most of the time. There's a nice defensive effort, and they're going to stop Miller for no gain at the 49, second and 10.
Yeah, that's Delore again, the junior linebacker.
5:50 to go here in the first half, and another no gain there for the Mounties. It's been that kind of story where they might go for no gain, they might lose a little bit, and then they figure out a play call to get themselves a big chunk, and I think that's been kind of their passing game plan is if we need to throw for a big yardage, let's get Dito one-on-one with somebody. We'll see if they go to that eventually here. Second and 11, you'd like to see another run play. No, play action and a rollout. And hit, slipped away, but he's going to get followed up by a tackle. So good pursuit by the Panthers. And that's going to move it way back to the 41-yard line for Northwest. Make it third down and 19. Cole Archer again with another tackle.
Yeah, he's living in the backfield of Northwest. He thought he was going to be able to tackle him. Christner did a good job kind of escaping Archer, but there was Brody Parrott to finish him off.
Man, I just feel like guys named Cole know how to tackle in this area.
Oh. Best defensive player we've seen in 20 years, Cole Simpson.
Empty backfield now for Christner on third and long. Let's one go up the sideline. There's Dito going into a double team. Pass a little high and out of bounds. Dito almost did high point it there. You mentioned you could see some athleticism, leaping ability out of that kid. And incomplete still, bringing up fourth down. And I expect nothing less than the Mounties offense again with 4:29 to play in this quarter.
Two kind of impressive things there. One, they're going to their freshman when they need a big play. Two, Western knows this, and they're double-teaming them. How often do you see the freshman getting double-teamed out there?
Safety over the top, and they got one over there paying attention to Dito now on the left side here right in front of us. One in the backfield with Christner, and he's going to step back even further. This could be a punt. Now he steps back in. Just what are they going to get here? Flag? Offsides?
Okay.
That could be huge. That was the signal.
It's going to get him 5 yards closer. It's still going to be a long fourth down.
Yeah, but that's way different. Get 5 yards. Fourth and 15 is different than fourth and 20. But that was interesting to see Christner take about 2 steps back, and you saw that safety go back was Willis, like he was going to return a punt. And you can see now that if you're just looking for a read, you can see that Willis is there to watch Dito over the top.
Yeah, they're all communicating. No reason to believe they're not going for it, but
Christner steps back, and he will punt it away. Over the head and to the sideline. Takes a Northwest bounce. Willis chases it down and grabs it at the 11. Looking to turn it upfield. Break the tackle. No, spin down hard at the 21. Miller with the tackle. First and 10, Western at the 21-yard line. Their own half of the field. 4:16 to try and cut into this 6-0 Mountie lead. 2 field goals so far in this game to give Northwest the advantage. Michigan Center 14-6 with 7:59 to play in the second quarter.
It kind of felt a little trap game-ish after a big win against Leslie and then coming off a bye. You know Randy Cole's going to have that Grass Lake team ready to go.
There's a handoff to the right side. No, Levi keeps. Runs to the right side. He's going to get 8 yards on first down. Let's call it 7. Second and 3.
Levi did a good job there. We talk about ball handling from the quarterbacks. We seem to see a lot of good ball fakes and stuff by quarterbacks around the area. Levi doing a good job kind of fooling you there.
3:46 and running here. The time working against the Panthers a little bit. For the first half, they'll get the football to start the second half, however, so a score here becomes huge for them, changing momentum. They give it to Willis on a sweep, waiting for a blocker. Now looks to turn it on. He's going to get the first down distance and again continues to work all the way to the sideline. Might have even gotten out of bounds to stop the clock there. Gets the first down for the Panthers at the 29-yard line, and again, yeah, stops the clock, it looks like. Nope, I think they're going to say it's running. And it does. That was on the opposite sideline from us, so we didn't have a great view of it. But Willis looks quick. He's been the best weapon out of the backfield so far tonight for Western. Trailing 6-0, 3:14. Snap a little high for Levi. Coming across is Parrott. He's going to break a tackle down to the 40. 5 yards, 6 yards on first down for Parrott. And that'll make it second down and 4 for the Panthers from their own 40-yard line. Under 3 to play. In the first half.
Kind of like that Western contrast of ball carrying styles. You know, Willis has been patient, kind of picking his spots and then trying to explode. Parrott just coming at you.
Shotgun here for Levy. He's got one receiver to the right and a couple wings. Snaps a little high, gives to Willis, coming across on the sweep, and again got that lead blocker and follows him all the way till he accelerates into Northwest territory and goes out of bounds at the 43. And that's a nice run by Willis, and a great play call, well executed, and giving up for that that lead blocker out there ahead of everyone on the play.
That's and Max Harris. I was getting his name.
Yeah, he was mowing down.
Even the, you know, you did something good as the PA announcer just announces Max Harris. You don't ever hear the game announcer talking about the blocker.
But boy, did he pull from that right guard position and out there showing some athleticism, leading the run. 2:28 to go. Now they come the other way with Parrott. He's got some room into the secondary. Breaks a tackle on his feet to the 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Parrott. Western Panthers on the scoreboard. We're tied at 6. And, wow, did that offense seem to catch its rhythm on that possession.
Yeah, and again, I mentioned the difference in running styles. Parrott right there saw a hole, exploded through, and he was going north and south. Big All run right. by Parrott.
Touchdown, our first one of the night for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. And it's a big one. We're tied at 6. Chance to go ahead here for the Western Panther team with an extra point attempt. And they will kick. Hold is down. Oh, diving stab at the block. Couldn't get it. It does go through, and it's 7-6 Panthers. First lead of the game for Western. We're back in 30 seconds. Northwest has 2:18 to try to score here in the first half on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. This fall, the only thing sweeter than candy corn is finding your dream home.
Don't be worried. The market isn't haunted.
With Corionate Real Estate, it's all treats, like expert advice, staging, and strategy. We're the full-size candy bars.
Don't be spooked by rates or headlines. We've got you covered.
We're Corionate Real Estate. With the Brokerage House, making your next move your best move. Call us today at 517-788-8733.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
The professor, Brian Haynes, I am Steve Boyle, and we're here at Western High School. And a big possession there for Western, really got the running game going. And the first time we've really seen their offensive line kind of take control and looking good on that possession. 7-6 they lead. 2:18 to go here for the Northwest Mounties offense.
And Steve, that extra point was brought to you by Luke Harrington.
Bounces to 30, the 31, and this time they down it immediately.
He learned his lesson. I think it's a different guy.
Yeah, taking no risks there. And that is Keith Edward.
You know, you mentioned it earlier in a game that's kind of felt, I'm not going to say dominating, but I feel like we talked about the battle of the trenches. I feel like Northwest has kind of gotten the better of Western, particularly their offensive line. Definitely time of possession has been in Northwest's favor, but you look at the scoreboard, Western up 7-6.
Yeah, a half that up to that point had felt dominated by Northwest, and he thought if they could get it back, they might be able to score again. Now, I'm not so sure. Energized Western Panthers team. Handoff goes to Dito, and he fumbles it. It's loose. Panthers have it. The football. Dito, tough exchange, loses it, and the Panthers are on it. So now both teams have a fumble turnover. This one puts Western in a position to go ahead here by a much bigger margin before halftime.
Yeah, that was Brody Parrott being at the right place at the right time as that quarterback running back exchange. I just
market here on a night from Canada.
It's
7. Down 3.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hello again, this is Joel at Will Be Trans. Pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Will Be Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is
good. What do you think? What are you hearing?
In our community. Huh? Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Little technical difficulty, but we're back here at Western High School. Second down and 7 for the Panthers from the Mounties' 13-yard line. 51 seconds left. We're in a timeout here for the Panthers, and
I wonder if that technical difficulty came before or after the fumble, because if you happen to be listening,
yeah,
if you didn't hear it, Northwest fumbling, Western picking that up and now knocking at the doorstep.
Yeah, Western here deep in Northwest territory, second down. They can get a first down. It is not goal to goal yet, but that snap high, Levy brings it down for Willis, and he's hit. And maybe a short gain, but not much. If anything, they're going to say no gain. Brings up third down. We'll get another timeout from the Panthers. And that staff wants to talk over the play.
It was made on that play by Jamari Anderson.
So I'm not sure if that was the last timeout. It says one up there, but I don't know if they just haven't put it to zero.
Sam's for donating pizzas to the press box and all the workers up here tonight.
Hey, I just heard that I didn't get any pizza up here. We'll have to go down and see. Tiki Sam's here tonight at Western and Jackson Popcorn Depot. I had a hot dog from the concession stand. Always they get the big quarter pound hot dog. Shout out to Dr. Vickers, principal out here. Always takes care of me personally at the concession stand. I don't know if he knows you.
I'm just your lackey.
44.5 seconds on the clock. 7-6 Panthers lead, but looking to add to it here before the halftime runs out. Stay tuned at the half. We'll get you updates from all the scores we can find around everywhere. And let's pull it to what's on the deep. But that must hold on that play, Brian, and you see it's developing. So we'll stop for a loss there. And that'll make it down and 8 from about 15. We know he's got, like, we've seen him call the kicker.
They're trying him out. Called him back. He was halfway out there.
They're still on the clock right now. Oh, they're going to call that timeout. So, there's 6 on the clock.
They are going to bring it out there for.
But they're going to do it all.
Now the
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the Alro team. Alro Steel and Alro Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At Alro, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173.com.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hey, Luke, we should be reconnected. Can you hear me? Hey, Luke, any better? Be reconnected.
Ranging from pre-statehood through the War on Terror, the museum is operated on an all-volunteer basis and is always looking for items to help tell the story. Michigan's Military Heritage Museum in Jackson, near the corner of Wisner and Wildwood, open Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 to 5, and Sunday from 12 to 4. This message is brought to you by Bailey Excavating.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Well, having a little bit of issues with our signal out here at Western High School, so we missed the final 2.6 seconds of that one, but it was eventful. Another field goal on this one, and Western hits it from, what'd you have, 32 yards?
Luke Harrington.
10-6 now, Panthers lead, a 10-0 run there at the end of the half to take the lead going to the locker room, and Western will get the football when they come back out at half after the half.
Yeah, we have seen maybe one field goal all year and seen three of them successfully converted in the first half.
Yeah, the fumbles end up being massive. Really credit to the Western defense for keeping the Mounties out of the end zone. holding them to a couple of field goals, because this could be 14-10 if the Mounties are able to get into the end zone on both of those possessions. Had to settle for three on both of them, but it felt good being up 6-0 with the football. That turnover, though, hurts, and all of a sudden you've got Western with a touchdown and now a field goal, and they lead it 10-6.
Yeah, the Mounties turned right around and did the same thing, keeping Western out of the end zone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some kind of big bend-don't-break type plays.
So, yeah, it puts you in a place you don't want to be if you're Northwest, trailing at the half after leading most of the way. But you mitigated the damage, and you just need a big play. You need something to happen, get you into the end zone, one of those sustained drives to really turn the tide here and take the lead again. And it starts with a stop in the second half, but Western really seemed to have a lot more rhythm in that half. And really the clock, I think, hurt them on that last possession because they knew they were running up against time. So I don't know if the play calling could be what they wanted it to be necessarily, because they got to look at the end zone and how can we get in there instead of just looking to see what they could do to move the football. So we'll see if that Western momentum can continue in the second half, keep moving the football, keep making stuff happen.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, we have games where at the half we think, well, one team kind of just looks a lot better, but, you know, in the second half they'll pull away. This feels like a game you might want to stick around for.
Yeah, I think we're looking at something that's going to be back and forth the whole way. Big plays in the turnovers, big plays in the passing game, big plays on the defensive. It's just been it's been something here and there. We've seen some very exciting shootout games, and we've seen some really good battles throughout the season, but this one feels a little different, a little special, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Sometimes we say, oh, it's going to be whatever quarterback has the ball last.
Right.
This one, it's whatever field goal kicker has the ball last is going to win this game.
It's a wrinkle in this game that we don't usually see, because I think both kickers capable of 30-plus yard field goals. So late in the game, when we see some teams get down in nets and they got to go for the end zone still, these two teams can go, hey, let's just get the football in the right spot to kick this field goal. So
kind of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be real fun going down to the end of this one. We think it could all turn, you know, 2-3 scores in a row or something. Somebody blows it away, but I don't think that's what we're in for. I do have a number of scores coming from out of town. Lumen Christi 14, Huron Heights from Canada 14. They're tied with 9:16 to go in the second quarter over at Lumen tonight. That game got started a little late, and the Canadian team had some trouble getting across the border, I guess, earlier today. So a little late start, but they're still underway over there. Meanwhile, Jackson leading Ypsilanti Lincoln 20-19 with 6:38 to play in the second quarter in that one. And our last update from Grass Lake, Michigan Center, leading 20-6. You got anything for us?
I have a homer, 7-6 at halftime, lead over Addison.
All right, go Homer. I know Ryan Molnix will be excited about that one. Meanwhile, the Tigers should be underway out in Seattle any minute now. And that game over at Fox Sports 101.9 FM. We're at the half here, 10-6. Western leads Northwest. A little back-and-forth game, a little back-and-forth broadcast, technically. But we're back up and running, and let's take a three-minute break here at the half. We'll get you the This Week in High School Sports segment coming up and get you back out here to Western High School. The Panthers lead the Mounties 10-6 on WKHM, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Lead the Mounties.
At Double Chiropractic and Wellness Clinic, Dr. Brad Double brings Jackson a modern approach to healing using traditional chiropractic methods and advanced computerized adjusting instrument. We deliver safe, gentle, precise care, perfect for families, seniors, even those nervous about traditional chiropractic. Patients across Jackson are getting their lives back, free from pain, free to move, free to live. Isn't it your turn? Call Double Chiropractic today, because when your spine works better, your whole life works better. Double Chiropractic, and I'm Dr. Brad Double, healing Jackson one spine at a time, where Jackson goes to feel better, move better, and live better.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
Sportsmanship Summit start next month, and the very first championships of 2025 are won on the tennis courts. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Postseason play in field hockey and boys soccer gets started this week. In Upper Peninsula girls tennis, we already have our first champions of the school year. In Division I, Negaunee rolled to a fourth straight UP title and their 10th in the last 12 years. The Miners advanced to the championship match in all eight flights, winning at number two singles and numbers one and two doubles. Ishpeming Westwood finished just 1 point behind in second, getting wins at numbers 3 and 4 singles and 3 and 4 doubles. Kingsford's Aubrey Moore captured the title at number 1 singles. In Division 2, West Iron County won its 14th championship and first since 2020. West Iron got wins in 5 of the 8 flights, 1 and 3 singles and 1, 2 and 4 doubles. Norway and Ishpeming finished in a tie for second. Norway got wins at numbers 2 and 4 singles and number 3 doubles. Ishpeming had a runner-up in 6 flights. For more on the Upper Peninsula girls tennis finals, please check out our coverage at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. We love game-winning field goals, and Saginaw Valley Lutheran's Ryan Pittman delivered. He nailed a 22-yarder with 4 seconds left to give Valley Lutheran their first ever win over Ithaca. The win clinches a share of the Tri-Valley Blue for Valley Lutheran. The loss is Ithaca's first league loss since 2020. Escanaba football is off to a 6-0 start. Nolan Bink rushed for 175 yards and 3 scores, and he threw for 141 yards and 2 more scores in a 38-20 win over Marquette. It's Escanaba's first win over Marquette since 2019. And to DeWitt Soccer's Mason Rayborn, he netted 2 goals and a 3-1 win over Mason. That game was the CAAC Gold Cup final. The 2 goals are Rayborn's second and third career goals for DeWitt.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the football field today, and the defense sacks the quarterback in the offense's own end zone, resulting in a safety. That's 2 points for the defense, but what happens next? Following a safety, the team that was on offense must kick the ball back to the team that was on defense. The kicking team can either punt it or drop kick it, with the line of scrimmage being their own 20-yard line. The kick must occur from within one step of the line of scrimmage, and the receiving team must have all of their players at least 10 yards from the line of scrimmage. Once it's kicked, play continues on as normal, much like a punt or kick return. But if a team chooses the drop kick, they could recover the ball once it travels at least 10 yards.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Sportsmanship is one of the most important aspects of educational athletics, and along with scholarship, safety, and an appropriate scope, it is one of the MHSAA's four main core values for school sports. Winning is great, but good sportsmanship helps develop habits that can be used well beyond the playing field. For more than 20 years, the MHSAA has provided a sportsmanship summit experience to students across Michigan. Workshop sessions focus on sportsmanship both on and off the court and feature hands-on activities, including one session developed and instructed by members of the MHSAA Student Advisory Council. At the end of each summit, the delegation from each participating school will meet to develop a school sportsmanship campaign. Summits will be held on November 3rd in Lansing, November 5th in Troy, November 10th in Traverse City, and November 12th in Kalamazoo. Each site is limited to 200 attendees, so be sure to register now to reserve your space. Registration materials and other information can be found at MHSAA.com. As Grantland Rice once wrote, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. And it's our hope that everyone plays with sportsmanship on their mind. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
Good morning, Jackson. This fall, the only thing sweeter than candy corn is finding your dream home.
Don't be worried. The market isn't haunted.
With Corey and Nate Real Estate, it's all treats, like expert advice, staging, and strategy. We're the full-size candy bars.
Don't be spooked by rates or headlines. We've got you covered.
We're Corey and Nate Real Estate. With the Brokerage House, making your next move your best move. Call us today at 517-788-8733.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. Western leads 10-6 over Northwest. Home game for the Panthers. But a game that was 6-0 Northwest until the last 6 minutes of the first half of the second quarter there, Brian. Our coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, and Tom Coffey Softwater, AeroQuip Credit Union. All of our touchdowns tonight, which is only one, brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And, of course, we always thank Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be Transit Mix. Brian, let's run down those field goals really quick. Two of them for Northwest. What were the distances?
Yeah, well, Rattel has a 36-yarder and a 33-yarder, and then Harrington not to be outdone with a 33-yarder of his own.
Yeah, so, again, more field goals than we've seen the entire rest of the year combined. I don't know if we have one other one. I think we've had attempts, but I don't know. Maybe one make?
I was thinking so, but you might be right. And I was thinking, as you talked about our touchdown sponsor today, who would have known that it's been better off to be the field goal sponsor today?
Yeah.
You get your name mentioned more often with field goals.
Elsewhere, we've got some good games for area teams. Lumen Christi and their Canadian opponents are tied at 14. Jackson High and Ypsilanti Lincoln tied at 26. And even a game that on paper looked like it was going to be all Michigan Center, Cardinals only with a 20-12 lead at half over at Grass Lake. And you mentioned, we know Randy Cole's a good coach, quality coach, and so you know they're going to get better as the year goes on. And right now they're giving Michigan Center more of a handful than they had hoped for. The Michigan Center, unbeaten Michigan Center Cardinals, looking to complete an unbeaten Cascades Conference season.
Yep, and we have going to the middle of the first, 0-0.
All right, your Detroit Tigers back in action at Fox Sports 101.9 FM tonight. If they win, should they win, they'll play, it'd be 8:03, I think, on Sunday night. So you'll have to be flipping back and forth between Lions and Tigers on that one.
Little Blue Jays awaiting for after taking out the Yankees.
Yeah.
That never bothers me to see the Yankees lose.
Never hurts my feelings even a little bit. But I guess if I was greedy, I'd say I'd rather play, if I'm the Tigers, I'd rather play the Yankees than the Blue Jays, but c'est la vie, you do it, you take what you get, you're struggling. What an exciting postseason for the Tigers, even as you'd rather have them go through and sweep teams and cruise through, but gosh, they've given us a lot of exciting moments.
And you know I am a big baseball fan, and I get why people aren't sometimes. The games seem to take a little slow, but I'll tell you what, playoff baseball is fun.
Yeah, edge of your seat, every pitch starts to matter. And I know you're a Kansas City Royals fan, so you don't get to see a ton of playoff baseball, although better years recently.
Yeah, we've seen more baseball playoffs than the Tiger fans have gotten to see in the last 10 years. But still, small market team, and that's maybe one of my reasons for the disdain for the Yankees, just because I'm jealous that they buy more players Royals ever do.
Yeah, and just, all-time great years for Kansas City recently. I mean, World Series appearances and stuff.
Champions.
Yeah, that's nice stuff. Well, hey, let's take a quick two-minute break, and when we come back, second half happening. Western leads Northwest 10-6 on WKHM.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Experience local military history at Michigan's Military Heritage Museum, telling the stories and honoring Michigan's service members in peace and war, with exhibits ranging from pre-statehood through the War on Terror. The museum is operated on an all-volunteer basis and is always looking for items to help tell the story. Michigan's Military Heritage Museum in Jackson, near the corner of Wisner and Wildwood, open Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 to 5, and Sunday from 12 to 4. This message is brought to you by Bailey Excavating.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
We're ready and underway here in the third quarter, and Rattell's kickoff goes into the end zone for a touchback. And that's not a bad, if you can do it, why not do it?
Yeah, and we know he has the leg, and so far it was all onside kicks.
Yeah. Puts it through the end zone, and Western will start on their own 20-yard line. First and 10, leading 10-6.
Speaking of onside kicks in the Michigan Center Leslie game, the Michigan Center kicker did an onside kick all on his own without telling anybody, including the coaching staff, and he recovered it.
Handoff on first down to Parrott, goes to the 26. So nice 6 yards on first down for the Panthers. Gosh, it's hard to, you want to yell at him, don't do that on your own, but good job because you got the ball back.
I asked Coach Allen what he said to him, and he said, man, I said, great job, but if you ever do that again, you're out the deal. He might have had different words than that, but
yeah,
that's what we'll say.
That's the PG radio-friendly FCC-approved version of events. Second down, and they gave him a really good spot there. We'll call it 3 yards here. 7 yards on first down for Parrott. Taking the snap and handing off to Willis to the right side. Through the line, still on his feet to the 40. Great move inside. Now a race with Miller. And brought down, but a big gain for Willis. And let's see where that spot's going to go. They put it all the way down to the 22-yard line. First and 10, Western flipping the field on a big run by Jaden Willis. Just a little handoff to the between the guard and tackle, and he just slipped through there, did some good individual stuff, including some footwork to step inside of a tackler coming toward the sideline. That little, like, kind of, I'm not saying that was Barry Sanders-esque, but that's the kind of leverage that Barry would use.
It was kind of a combination of good run by Willis, but then that bad tackling that we were warned about.
Coming up high, and high snap again to Levy, and he's able to get it to Parrott, who changes directions and accelerates, takes it down to the 16 on first down, and that'll be 6 yards. Second and 4. And kind of picking up where we left off for the Western running game. They've definitely got momentum, and that line is getting the blocks down.
Not only that, just like you mentioned earlier, it's just kind of Willis Parrott.
Yeah.
Just kind of taking turns. Well, that was Parrott's turn. We'll see if this is Willis.
10-6 Western leads, and in the red zone now with a second down. And Willis has to go pick up a piece of tape or something. Fake handoff, Levy's keeping, gets around to the end and able to turn the corner. Is going to get the first down, distance down to about the, they're going to put him out at about the, got one guy at the 9. Where's this guy? At the 7 yard line. First and goal from the 7 for Western.
And that really is kind of the third play they've been running.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a Willis Parrott, Levy.
Sneaky Levy, yeah.
Yeah.
And but we've seen, I've said it a number of times, they continue to snap it to Levy a little bit high. And that was what led to that fumble where they turned it over. He's been able to catch most of those, but keep an eye on that in case Northwest able to get aggressive with that. Another shotgun snap, and that one goes right into the numbers, right where he wanted it. Hands off to Willis on that sweep, and he picks through the defense into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers, 16-6. And that was not even a march, Brian. That was just a scamper down the field. Little resistance from the Mounties able to be put up on that possession. And Western commands a 10-point lead if this kick is good. And if I know any Harrington, it probably is.
Unless it was his dad Jason out there. Then I would yell four at the lineman.
9:47 to go in the third, and Western on the board with seven. Touchdown for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Commercial break now for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Back with a kickoff on WKHM after 30 seconds.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. And online at WKHM.com.
Panthers set to kick off after a touchdown score, 9:47 to play in the third, and it's 17-6 for the Panthers. And that's 17 unanswered, by the way, for Western as well. We'll see what the Mounties offense can do. A little line kick rolling and back to the 22. Picked up there and on the run, Miller. He's got one guy to beat as the kicker, and he's got him. Now a foot race at the 40 to the 33-yard line and taken down. And that great job on the return by Miller to just take off through that first level of kick coverage, and there was nobody.
Yeah, there was Harrington, the kicker, and that's kind of a mismatch in speed, but Harrington did a good enough job to just get a hand on him.
Yep.
And slowed him down enough for, DeMarcus Hill to run him down.
But a great return to the 33-yard line in Western territory. Great field position for Northwest when they really, really need it. And see if that offense can come down.
It felt like Northwest needed a little shot in the arm. They had all the momentum early, but had to settle for field goals.
Hand off on first down to Dito. And not a lot of room there. He gets it to the 30, about 3 yards on first down. Second down and seven.
White gain of two on the play, maybe three.
You know, we talked about the battle of the trenches, and early on that Northwest offensive line seemed to be having their way. I think starting maybe just a minute into the second quarter, Western kind of shifted that.
Yeah. Right now that unit looks to be having more success. Big set here for the Mounties again. Dito, the deep back. They give to the fullback, and he's going to get the 7 yards they needed for the first down and then a little more. So they had three backs, and they had two up backs. And that time, I don't know that we've seen him give it up to him yet. That is Jack Beebe on the carry, junior, and he's going to get it to the 24-yard line. And they do leave that just short of first down distance, third down and one for Northwest with 8:40 to play in the third.
Tell you where you don't run it is anywhere near Archer. They're staying the opposite side of Archer right now.
Yeah. Big third down here for the Mounties. Christner under center. He hands it off again to Beebe, and he's got the distance he needed for the first down and then some. About 4 yards on the carry down to the 20-yard line. They'll take it all the way down, actually, to the 17. First and 10 there for Northwest. And again, that looks like as it's designed for the Northwest offense right now. Maybe a little better than expected with a couple of 7-yard carries for Beebe.
Yeah, it's almost like this is how they looked in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And you wonder, like, it's almost like they're doing fine with the scripted plays.
But this, here's where the problems have set in, is they haven't been able to get into the end zone from these kind of plays. And they go with the pitch out to Miller. This time he's able to get the edge, turns it up inside to the 12-yard line. And Jeffrey Miller with a nice gain. And that'll make it second down and about six here for Northwestern. They go to that pitch play that has cost them yards in the past, but well blocked on that one. And Miller with a good individual effort as the runner to find a hole and run with some power at the end.
Yeah, and Miller, not a real big guy in stature. And man, there were five Panthers there to take him down. Popped right back up, though.
Christner under center again. Deep back is Dito. Anspaw down. And Beebe, and they give to Dito into the middle of the line, and he slams in there. He might get two at the 10-yard line, and that'll make a third down and about two for Northwest. 6:55 to go here in the third. 17-6, Panthers lead. Big kick return for the Mounties got them deep into Western's territory, and now they've been able to punch it down to the 11-yard line, so we'll call it about 3 yards here on third down.
And Dito running into big old Gavin Etheridge, just a sophomore.
Two plays to get these 3 yards, so you want to get something positive here. They've gone to Christner on the QB keep a couple times. This time they go again to Anspaw, pops through the line and takes it to the house. That's an 11-yard touchdown run for Anspaw. And it looked like he was satisfied with just getting the first down, but unhit, well blocked by the Mounties line. And they're able to score, and that's a big touchdown for Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and a chance to cut this lead to four or closer. Do you just take the points, or do you want to get this within field goal range and go for two here?
Looks like they have the swinging gate play, which I'm going to guess they're going to come back into formation.
But, yeah, it's Christner out there in his quarterback set up, and he does take it and throws. Caught! 2-point conversion. Jeffrey Miller with a catch. That swinging gate, they didn't move over, so it was just kind of Christner, and I feel like the defenders were uncertain what to do. The play worked to its intended cause, to its intended end, and that should be 17-14 with 6:20 to play, 30-second break. And we'll kick it off again here on WKHM. 30-second break.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You're listening to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Yeah, the so-called swinging gate where they line up to the left of where the ball is placed, just the center and the quarterback there. They snap it that way and were able to catch the defense a little off guard. Get the 2-point conversion and keep this a 3-point game with 6:20 to play. Mounties trail. Kickoff is going to go again, high and deep, and through the end zone for a touchback. And it almost stopped on the one. Boy, that would be tricky. Rattell's field goals would be impressive, but a little pitching wedge down to the goal line with a chance for your team to recover it would be even more impressive. 6:20 to play, and Western was able to go 80 yards on their last possession pretty quickly. Therein lies the issue for the Mounties, and this is a thing that they know they struggle at, is getting stops in a situation like this, and this could be important for them this possession.
Yeah, and you know, they did get a couple stops early, but that's early in the game when you're still kind of pumped up. Now you're worn down a little bit, and this is where you gotta dig a little deeper.
And snap again high. They give it up to Parrott, and he's able to plow into the line. Takes a hit and absorbs it. He's going to get 5 yards on first down to the 25. Second and five for Western, and that's been the story of the second half. When they run it, they're getting five-plus every time and maybe even looking to get a big run.
Boy, you feel like if you need a couple yards, giving it to Parrott's almost automatic because he runs hard and he chooses his lane and he's gone.
And I know that snap keeps coming in a little hot, a little high for Levy, but he's at that. It was like one motion to catch it and give it to Parrott. So real quick handoff again. The snap goes a little high, brings it down to Willis on the sweep. And this time the Mounties are there, and he's going to maybe get a yard. They will give him just past the 25. So it's going to make a third down and about four here for the Panthers.
It's almost like Northwest coaching staff knew what we've observed. Okay, Parrott, this one's coming to Willis.
Can almost just wait for it.
We'll see if they mix it up here. Of course, if I'm Western, I might just go two more times to Parrott.
Yeah, like, I think you can get 2.5 per snap. And looking to throw. And open man, and he dropped it. Wide open guy, and it looked like he put it on his hands. Maybe just a touch behind him, but right in his hands. It probably should have been caught. That was Andrew Parrott on the drop.
Yeah, they went to Parrott.
I
just
saw
in
him.
This case, the wrong one. I know he's a good tight end. And
yeah, I saw him in out here in pregame, and I said, that's a big kid.
Yeah.
Drops
and he normally make that catch. I think he started running before he caught it. You see that all the time at all levels.
Yeah, and he was all alone, and that ends up being probably 20, 25-yard gain. Now they punt it instead, and Parrott's the punter. And that'll bounce, and it takes a Western roll out to the 40, to the 39, and down there by the Panthers. So the task was laid out for the Mounties, and they succeeded. Get the stop, get the football back, 4:56 to play in the third. They trail 17-14, and a little momentum shift back to Northwest. This has been a fun game, back and forth. We've seen some big plays. We've seen some trick plays. We've seen some turnovers. Setting up to be a classic, Ryan.
I like it. Two rivals going at it. If I could hear some more boos, that'd make me happy.
Right now the Western student section pretty quiet. Where are those 50 junior cheerleaders?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, Anspaw up the middle, breaks into the secondary. Now it's a foot race. One guy to beat, and he gets him at the two-yard line. From the 39 to the 2, Anspaw tripped up. And that was nothing tricky, but sometimes you hit that fullback dive and you get through that initial line and there's nobody. He was untouched until that one guy gets him down from behind.
Yeah, that's Jack Barnes running him down. That's the kind of play, though, that you make, and all of a sudden if you stop him, Jack Barnes becomes the hero, and the coaching staff says, you know, look at what this hustle did.
It gives you something to definitely coach next week.
Or in 10 seconds, we're just talking about how Gabe Christner had a quarterback keeper for a two-yard touchdown, and it was just 10 seconds later.
Oh, we have a flag. What was it? Delay a game?
Oh.
I don't know what the call is. Is it a celebration penalty or something?
Must have been some kind of procedural, only 5 yards.
So they'll move it back to the 7, and now the tackle feels even a little bigger.
It sure does.
So procedure penalty against the Mounties offense, and we're back to the 7-yard line. First and goal from there, though. 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Mounties trail by 3. Handoff again to Anspaw, diving into the line, and he's going to take that back down to the 3-yard line. And second and goal from there.
And I don't mind that play call at all. Ansbaugh's had success the last 3 times he's touched it. I'm a believer in make him stop it before you get away from it.
He don't scored that last touchdown on a similar play.
I'm getting end of the third period. Homer still up 7-6 on Addison.
Lumen Christie's taking a lead in their game. They give to Dito, and a second effort. I got him in, and there's the signal. Touchdown, Mounties. And that puts Northwest in front 20-17. Touchdown for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And again, the momentum swings in this game have been massive. And now a 10-point run here for the Mounties after a 17-0 run for the Panthers. This time the swinging gate will set up for the extra point try. And that Rattel was,
sorry, Steve,
in the kick.
That was row de dough.
Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is good. And it's 21-17, a four-point lead now for the Northwest Mounties. Western Panthers get it back when we return. 3:47 to play in the third quarter on WKHM.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana-authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Out-of-town scoreboard, we have Lumen Christie leading New Market here on Heights, 21-14 with 10:25 to play in the third quarter there. At the half, last update, Ipsy Lincoln 29, Jackson Vikings 26. And our last update from Grass Lake, the Cardinals lead the Grass Lake Warriors 26-12. They had 10:27 to go in the third with that update. 21-17 here. Northwest leads it by four. Western back to return. Willis and Jack Barnes.
And if you happen to be listening, wondering, Tiger scores down 1-0, bottom of two. Seattle just had a sacrifice fly to score the game's first run.
Rattel has it teed up. There's the onside that we've been seeing. This time a pop-up fielded cleanly by Western and pushed out of bounds at the 42-yard line, but they're going to get good position in the northwest half of the field, actually the 43. Zach White out of bounds. Man, that baffles me.
Yeah, your defense has just made a couple stops in a row and got a kicker that can kick it to the end zone. 3-yard line. It's one of those things, I guess, if it works.
Yeah.
Wow. That
you
was
look
great
like
a surprise.
Yeah.
But, yep.
3:44 on the clock here, third quarter. Western takes the football. Shotgun for Levy. Back there is Willis. Gets Parrott coming across the formation into the secondary and pulled down at the 37-yard line. Good for 6 yards on first down, second and four.
Steve, as a football fan, I have enjoyed that, just watching the difference. Again, there's Parrott gets it, and boom, he's just north and south, just looking to run over somebody. And whereas Willis has definitely been really patient, looking for his spot, and then kind of explodes.
Yeah, Willis really does a great job of just kind of getting behind a block or following that block until he finds daylight. He's in the backfield, and so is Parrott. They give to Parrott. Second carry in a row, and he's near the first down marker before he's even touched. They do push him backwards before progress is going to give him a first down, it looks like. That is the signal. At the 33, first and 10 now for Western. So we're under 3 minutes to go here, third quarter.
Yeah, this quarter kind of moving a little more like the first quarter did. Both teams keeping it on the ground.
21-17 right now, Northwest with an 11-0 run. Lead it by four. Two receivers split out now for Levy. Backfield with Willis. He gives to Willis to the right side. He's trying to stretch it out, and he's going to be brought down. Stop for a one-yard gain. Flag comes in where you'd anticipate a holding call, perhaps. No gain on the play. So they'll give him 1 yard to the 32. 2:32 on the clock, and it stops, and it's going to be a holding call against Western. Spot of the foul at the 33, which was the line of scrimmage, essentially. So we'll move it back 10 yards and make it first down and 20 from the 45. Oh, no, they go 43, excuse me. And start the clock, 2:32 and running.
Supposed
clock
to be
operator
running.
Missed that signal. It's underway now as he snaps it. Hands off to Parrott. Breaks a tackle to the 40, to the 38. Stopped there. So it gets about six on first down, and we get some flags coming in late in the play. And it looks like that might go against Western as well. Waiting for the signal, but they did. He just, that official just pointed that way.
Flags on the play.
Talking it over.
I know you had just said the clock was really running smooth, and now we've had a couple penalties back to back.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Dragging things out here in the third, but 2:19 on the clock. 21-17 Northwest, and I anticipate maybe another 15-yarder.
Well, let's see. Oh, personal foul.
Personal foul against the Panthers.
Oh, offsetting, perhaps. Okay. That is the call.
Offsetting.
So no loss. That was why the extended discussion, apparently. So they'll do nothing to move it. They'll spot it at the 38 where the play ended. Second down and 14 for Western.
15.
Just kind of a waste of time.
2:12 and running here. Levy out of the shotgun. Parrott in the backfield with him. Willis split wide right. Snap a little high, looking to throw. Goes right into the slot. Passes low. And incomplete is the signal from the officials. It almost looked like he got down and scooped it, but they do say incomplete. Third down and 14 plus here for Western. Under 2 minutes to play. 17-21. They trail at home against this Northwest team that has not beaten Western since 2013. It's been 2010 since Western has lost three in a row, so they could, lost six in a row, so they could break that record or stop that streak and end another streak, but they're not ready for that, and a lot of football left. Shotgun here, and Levy fakes the handoff, back to throw, looking downfield, he's got time, pass a little high for Willis. Maybe, it looked like it had him in the hands, maybe just a little behind him on the crossing route, but incomplete, and that'll bring a fourth down for Western.
Yeah, Levy hasn't put it in the air too often up till that pass.
Yeah.
When he has, everything's been kind of low. Looks like maybe he overcompensates, like when you slice a couple in a row and then you snap hook the next one.
We'd see a personnel change. I would expect this portion of the field that they would still kind of expecting them to still maybe run an offensive play, but they are coming in to punt. Parrott standing on the 47-yard line. Snap a little low. He does pick it up, gets a punt away nice and high, and that will get some good field position. Although it takes a slingshot toward the end zone, and it's going to get in. Touchback. So that's a net punt of about 18 yards, but that had landed good, and just nobody kind of there. They were kind of standing
back.
They
all stopped. Yeah, they stopped as watching the ball bounce instead of getting down there in case it takes that good bounce.
Little
coaching
goalie.
Staff not happy with them either.
Yeah, because that was really a good punt. It took a nice Northwest or Western roll where if a guy had gone down to the goal line, they're down on the one with nothing to do. Now, instead, the Mounties happy to be at their own 20-yard line with 1:42 to play in the third and a four-point lead. Christner under center. He's got those three backs with him in the backfield. Hands off to Dido. He breaks a tackle to the secondary. Foot race. Dido on the run. Nobody's going to catch him. 80 yards to Pater. No flags on the field. Massive, massive turn of events there for the Mounties. Get the defensive stop, and then the freshman, Ro Dido, taking it 80 yards on just a simple dive play. They've been running all night. Get some space, and then turn on the afterburners. We knew he was fast, and he showed us there.
A second drive in a row where just a big old gain. Ansbaugh with a 60-yard run the previous one.
Yep. And now the swinging gate. We got a late substitution from the Panthers. Just in on special teams. Extra point attempt. 27-17 right now. Make it 28 here with the extra point. High snap. Gets the hold down. Still gets the kick away. And still manages to get it to go. And Rattell hit there at the end of the play, too. Maybe a little roughing call possibly in line. But with 90 seconds to play in the third, exciting quarter, 28-17. Northwest leads. Touchdown for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 30-second commercial break on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Point lead now for the Mounties, and a kickoff coming here. Rattell onside, or will he boom it deep? Now just kind of a middle distance.
Just don't understand.
I feel like if that one goes out of bounds, that'll get a flag. But that feels like he's just trying all the different kicks. So let's just test him. Because if that one doesn't go out of bounds, it kind of backs up and stops right there behind that first line, then it's a race to the football and a chance for Northwest to recover it. Instead, it'll be Western football. But with 90 seconds to go here in the third, a two-score disadvantage for the home field Western Panthers after pretty good scoring streak here for Northwest.
But when you have that weapon that you can kick it to the end zone and put them at the 20, I'm not sure why not just do that every time.
Yeah, with the lead and the way things have been going.
Make them march.
Start at the 35. Little screen pass to the outside for Willis. Oh, no, not Willis. Breaks a tackle into the secondary, into Northwest territory at the 47-yard line. And there's a play we haven't seen out of the Western offense yet. Wide receiver screen out to Amari Eddings. And he's able to take that for a nice gain.
Yeah, play we haven't seen and a name we haven't called.
Yeah.
Eddings looked fast, though.
Top of the third, and the Tigers got out of that inning with just one run given up. 1-0 Tigers trail, game five of the best of five series in Seattle.
And that game felt like going in, it was going to be a 2-1 game, somebody.
Yeah. Shotgun here for Levy, and he hands off to Parrott. And Parrott, look at that battle there, one-on-one, and Parrott wins it at the 40, and he'll get brought down at the 38, close to a first down. Not quite there. It'll be second down and one. And Parrott has looked better and better as the game's gone on.
And that makes sense with his running style. You know, all of a sudden you're Northwest defenders and you're a little less likely to want to take Parrott on. You've been being hit all game. And again, if you're Western, why change things up right now? Let's keep it on the ground with Parrott and Willis. And
we're down to 43 seconds in the third, 28-17. Western trails, but on the move here. Quick out to Eddings again. Makes the catch, turns it inside. Hit hard, but not before he gets to the first down. And then some 34-yard line where the tackle happens, and the Panthers with another first down.
A big hit by Jack Beebe there, the junior from Northwest. And are we going to see another? Yeah, we're going to see one more play this quarter.
Good. 25 on the play clock. It's about 1.5 seconds between the play clock and the game clock. So the Western Panthers will have to call a play and get to the line. Shotgun for Levy. Willis in the backfield. Eddings again there on the right side. Split out just a little bit. They give to Willis on the sweep. He's going to get the edge. Turns it up at the 30. Now back outside to the 20. 15, 10. Turns it inside. Spins. Touchdown! Willis with an iffy run at the end of the play. Spins away from the defender. Takes it into the end zone. And we got another touchdown. And what an exciting third quarter of football. Momentum continues to shift. Now 28-23 after the touchdown. Brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Bobby Willis, or Jaden Willis, excuse me, with that touchdown.
Willis again. You mentioned how he likes to get behind that blocker and wait, pick his spot. Man, he accelerates. Did just that.
Yeah, it just looked like the run might be dying out when he got to about the 30, and then he bounced it back outside, and all of a sudden he's at full speed running up the sideline, and he likes to move back, like you said, inside against that defender and able to get that extra 4 yards into the end zone. And now a two-point try for Western and a timeout just before they run the play. This will be the last action of this quarter, and Western will talk it over with a timeout. We'll stay here.
Chain gang, and then ladies, we're going to meet our cheerleaders between quarters.
4:21 to play in the third quarter over at Lumen, and it's 28-14 now. Lumen Christie over New Market here on Heights, visiting from Canada. And Lumen Christie got behind early, but it has extended a two-touchdown lead now against those opponents. And our last update from Grass Lake, Michigan Center was leading 26-12 with 10:27 to go in the third. We'll wait for an update on that one from Connor and Mark. If you want to tune over there, that's K105.3. And if you want to get that Tigers tilt, Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Stay tuned to WKHM tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Luke Moorhead with Sports Saturday, and he'll have all the scores he can get for you and some more information, of course, leading up to the Lions game on Sunday, and of course, whatever happens with the results of the Tigers game tonight. Levy out of the shotgun, 2-point try, play action fake, gives to Willis on the end around, and he takes it in for the 2-point conversion. Gonna make it 28-25, a 3-point game with 12 to play. 60-second break, and we've got the fourth quarter upcoming on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Listening to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, back and forth, third quarter here. We were looking at more like last week. The scoreboard was off for a minute there. They got it back up and running, and we're good to go. The kickoff goes to one of the short return men there at the 30. Bounced off him for a moment. He is able to seize it and fall on it, and I think that's Bobby Simon recovering that one. And so first down for the Mounties at the 30. And we're back underway. Yeah, the scoreboard was out for a minute. We thought, another fourth quarter where we don't know what time it is.
Well, I think the problem was 37 points in the third quarter.
Wore out.
It was just going and going and had a needed
reset.
A break, yeah.
All right, first down for the Mounties from the 30. Christner under center gives to Dito. He ran it for 80 yards last time. This time he stopped for no gain. Second down and 10 from the 30. Rodido. Wild back and forth there in the third. And what was it, 10-6 at the half?
10-6 at the half, yeah.
25-28, Western trails, and now on the defense after they scored. Can Northwest regain their momentum after a couple of big scores there in the third to take the lead back? They give it to Anspaw, and he's able to break a tackle at the line. He's not going to get a huge gain, but he does go forward, make it third down and 6. And this is a place where Northwest is comfortable to take two plays to get that first down.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect anything other than that. if they gain any kind of yardage here.
You know, Northwest, there was a portion of the second quarter, or maybe it was even late in the first, where they went to a spread set and threw it around for a few plays, and I don't think they've thrown it since then. The run's been getting it done. Dido, the deep back, they fake to the up back, give it to Dido, looks to bounce outside, breaks a tackle. On his feet, going to get near the line to gain, does get the first down, spun down there at the 42. And good tackle by Barnes to pull him down there, because if he doesn't get him, Dido's back off to the races. But a good run by Dido to break some tackles and get himself out to first down distance. And that'll put them at the 41. Fresh set of downs for the Mounties. Still on their own side of the 50. We're down to 10-15 to play in this one.
Dino has amazed me with both his speed and power there. He's stiff-arming somebody, and he's just a freshman.
As I say, just like a more mature running style. They give it to him again, and he slips through the line out to the 50. What are the 49? Just past the 50-yard line. They're not going to give him a first down, I don't think, but it is going to be second down and one, and they won't give him quite. He was past the 50 to me, but second down and short after another run by Dito. That time he didn't look particularly powerful. He just looked slinky right through that small gap. End of three, and Northwest leads New Market here on Heights, 28-14. 9:30 to play here, and it's 28-25 Northwest. And driving right at midfield. They need a yard here. Could be a Christner keep. And no, they give to the fullback. And I believe that's Anspaw on the carry. And he is able to get that to about the 44. And that is the call. And yeah, me and the PA announcer on the same, waiting to see which one of those two up backs it was. It was Anspaw, but they've had good luck running with BB a little bit too. So that's another thing. If you're the Western defense, you got to watch both of those guys on every play. And sometimes they fake to both of them and then go to Dito, and all of a sudden you're on your heels. First and 10 for Northwest, now in Western territory at the 46.
The Minion student section finally making some noise over here for Western. Thought it was a thunder in the background. It was them hitting the bleachers.
There's another slow handoff to Dito, and this time Western able to snip that one out. And they'll get him all the way down at maybe the 49. We'll see where they ultimately spot it. And that is where it is, 49-yard line. So it'll be second down and 13 for Northwest on the 3-yard loss for Dido.
I was just thinking, I had not called Cole Archer's name for a while, and that was that slow-developing play and to Archer's side, and that's just not going to go well.
It still feels a little bit to Northwest's benefit the way the game has been going. To use up some clock, and they've kept it running for 4 minutes now here with possession in the fourth quarter. 28-25, they lead. Christner under center. Pitches out to Dito this time. Just cuts it inside. Looked like he was going to take off and only able to get about 2 yards, so that'll make it third down and 11 for Northwest. Just on the good side of the 50-yard line for them at the 47. Third and 11. Big defensive play, it feels like, here for Western. 7:37 on the clock, but it keeps running.
That was Carter Fullerton again.
It's one of those moments where a shorter game feels right for the Mounties while they're in the lead, but if Western were able to score, if they get it back here, now you're going to wish you had a few more minutes. Third down play. They give it to the fullback. Anspaw able to slip down for a good gain to the 42, and they'll make it fourth down at about 7. Oh, only to the 43. Not a great spot, but fourth down at about 7 here for Northwest. 6:57 to play in the fourth quarter. 28-25 lead for the Mounties. We've seen them convert on fourth down before. The distance doesn't seem to matter to them. I think we had one punt from the Mounties so far, and it came out of they kind of set up a spread offense. They're kind of fourth down look, and they are here under center this time. So everything up for grabs. They'll go to the fullback, maybe a little play action. Good block and good blitz pickup. They got a guy deep. It's Dito. He had it for a moment, but lost it. Had it and lost it.
Yeah, and I'm going to give credit to Jack Barnes on that because, like you said, he had it, but Barnes did a great play on the ball, knocked it out of there before Adito could really get it corralled.
He went up to that high point and had it, but couldn't keep it all the way down to the turf. So 6:27 to play. The clock stops. Western gets the football back at their own 43-yard line. And now it's up to the Mountie defense to keep this three-point lead. Western, what wrinkles do they have left in their offensive playbook? I don't know that they have to do much crazy or much different. Come out here and run that ball.
Yeah, just go alternate between Parrott and Willis. And seems to have been working this half.
Levy has Willis in the backfield with him. Parrott on the wing. He comes across, takes the football, slams into the line, into the secondary, to the 50. Spins away from the tackler down to the 45. And there's Parrott with 12 yards on first down. And he continues to seem to get better as this game goes on. And first and 10, Panthers from the 45-yard line, trailing by three, 6:19 to play. And we saw both teams at this point have gone for two to kind of get it to that three point deficit. And so even if Western is to get inside that 20 but stall out a little bit, Harrington might come out and put the boots and we get a tie football game. And this one stays super exciting. Six minutes to play, 28-25, Western trails, but back out on the offense. Shotgun here for Levy with three receivers to his left. And he looks right over there. Pumps, now throwing. He's got Willis with a step. Caught. And down inside the 20, pushed out of bounds at the 12-yard line. Gosh, Levy had two receivers to choose from. Willis had snuck out there somehow all alone. Nice throw and catch.
Well, I think Northwest kind of bit on that little pass fake from Levy. And that, yeah, Willis, that freedom, you know.
And that's a play call kind of going off what you've called earlier. Because they did run that wide receiver screen a couple of times, and it looked like the Mounties got on their toes a little bit heading in to cover that, and Willis slipped out into the secondary. He's in the backfield right now with Levy. Takes the snap, fakes it to Parrott, keeps Levy to the sideline, pulled down from behind, and down to the 15. Probably got about three there. Make a second down. And seven.
Levy took a big hit there. That's where he's like, hey, let's just give it to Parrott. Let him take that hit.
He goes out of bounds there. And again at the 15, that'll be second down and seven. 5:39 on the clock. It stops with the out-of-bounds run. Levy in the backfield. This time Willis to his left, Parrott to his right. Split wide is Eddings. Takes the snap. Gives to Parrott. Goes in the middle of the line. He's got room to run. Still on his feet. Gets down to the 5-yard line and stopped there. First and goal for Western. 5:32 on the clock. And stop briefly while they move the chains. And now the Panthers with four downs to get into the end zone.
First down, Western.
Again, if you're the Mounties, I think your hope is to hold them to a field goal at this point. Lumen Christie has scored again, 34-14 now with 6:49 to play. They lead that one. And you'll start about 15 minutes later than us, but they've caught up. Levy in the backfield, snap. Hands off inside, hand off to Parrott. He's going to get to the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers, to take the lead again. So many lead changes. Such an exciting game. 31-28 now. The lead for the Panthers, and you kick this extra point if you're Western. Harrington's leg is important big time here.
Yeah, and Harrington's been money, but the snap has been tough the last couple ones. We'll see if we can get a good snap here. And with the ability of Northwest to kick a field goal, this is a huge extra point.
Tie again, but he gets the hold down. Kick is up. And it's through. 4-point advantage now for Western. A touchdown brought to you by Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. We got another kickoff back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. 5:03 to play. See if any trickery out of Harrington. Usually these kickoffs have just been squibbed.
Number six, Dedeau.
With 5:03, you give it back to the Mounties, and they've got plenty of time to try to go down and score. They need a touchdown at this point. Field goal doesn't get it done. Although I have a sense the way this game's been going, we could have a couple more possessions for each team. Laser kick rolls down to Miller. Field at the 15. Makes a cut. Makes a move out to the 25 and brought down. Miller is quick, but they're not able to get away from the tacklers. And first and 10 for the Mounties from the 25.
Yeah, Miller's dangerous back there. And, you know, Harrington hits that liner, and I don't know if he was trying to make it get all the way back to Miller or hope a up back picked that up.
Huddle up on the field here for the Mounties. Again, 4:58 to play. 32-26 Panthers lead this one. Or 32-28, excuse me. I'm cut off. That 8 is cut off by the goalpost for me from my angle. Christner gives to Antoine into the secondary to the 50. Breaks a tackle. Knocked the guy down to the 40 to the 38-yard line. Antoine. They remind me like Jeremy Shockey when he used to get out there and he'd look for somebody to run into. Antoine barreled over the defender and got the first down and then some. They're going to mark that at the 37 for the Mounties. And just when you wonder, what are they going to do for the offense? Antoine answers with another big gain.
And just when I was wondering if we were going to hear a Jeremy Shockey reference. But, you know, modern day Derrick Henry, the difference is Derrick Henry uses his arm to like kind of right. discard people. Antoine was really protecting the ball and just ran him over like a...
Yeah, just that two-hand, no fumble carry. They give it back to him. He leaps over a guy at the 35 down to the 38-yard line. On first down, we'll get 3 yards for Antoine. I think that was a bad spot. That was a nice run. Antoine going airborne a little bit.
I know, kind of want to see an Oklahoma drill with Parrott and Ansbaugh going at it.
Oh, man.
You have to cancel practice.
Second down and 7. Again, Northwest comfortable with that kind of a play, and with 3:48 and the clock ticking, clock management comes into play here because you want to score, but maybe not too fast, but you definitely need to score. They give it to Dido. He's going to pick through the line and leans forward at the end of the run to the 30. Going to bring up third down in about 2.5.
Yeah, here's where Northwest can't have any penalties or anything dumb. Because both these teams right now feel like if they don't have penalties, they're going to easily pick up 3 yards within two carries.
Right. We're down to 3:10 on the game clock. Boy, that clock could come into play here as we work our way down in the fourth quarter. 32-28, a four-point lead for the Panthers. Mounties driving. And some movement, and you said no penalties, Brian, and you spoke it into life. Little early jump, false start for the Mounties, and it'll make it third and about 8 now.
Third and 8. Which doesn't change anything as far as they'll still have two plays to pick it up, but obviously changes the yardage, and I don't think it's really going to change the play call much either. I think it's still going to be a Dido or Ansbaugh carry on this one.
Christner comes in with the play from the sideline. They're huddled up at the 40. Football on the 35. That offensive line getting set. Christner checking his backs. Big set from Northwest. Give us to Dido. And he looks to pick a spot in the line. Gets pushed forward at the end of the play. So might have got it back down to about the 31. And he did. So that'll bring up a fourth and four. And with 2:19 to go here. Huge play.
Play of the game at the moment. Northwest does have three timeouts, so if Western happens to hold them here, Western will have to get a first down, or Northwest will get the ball back.
From the 31, what play call do they bring in here for Coach Stafford Newsom?
I know you've had your success going up the middle, but boy, that's a tough 4.5 yards to get.
Miller in motion, they pitch it out to Dito, trying to get the edge. He's got a chance. Coming up, making the stop, pulled him down, he didn't get it. To the 28-yard line, just short of the line to gain. Let's see the official spot. It's going to be short, first and 10, Western. Big stop there. Boy, it looked like Dito had it, and that defender came out of nowhere to make that hit, pulled him down. And with no flags on the play, now we go with minute 39 in this game. 32-28, Western leads with the football. And Northwest is going to have to be big. You get the football back, and you're going to have no timeouts and no, you know, Western's hopefully going to be smart here, not go to the air and risk stopping the clock with an incomplete pass or going out of bounds or anything.
If you're Northwest, you know that, and you can really stack this box.
And look at that, penetration going. And Parrott with one of his shortest runs of the half, just 2 yards on first down. And that'll get your timeout from Northwest.
Boy, the way Northwest was bringing their linebackers in for that little run blitz. You know, this might be one where Levi might want to fake that handoff and boot out there. He might just be all alone.
Yeah, minute 31, they stop the clock. It'll be second down and 8. From the 31.
Women's golf, the varsity girls golf team wrapped up their season at the MHSAA regional tournament held at Forest Haven.
Boy, what a game this has been. We, regardless of the outcome, as entertaining as football games come at the high school level tonight, two rivals, two fans, and nobody, or two fan bases that have just been here and dedicated, although it looks like some Mounties fans losing a little faith, making their exit.
And I don't know why they would want to. Maybe they're just, you know, going ahead and start heading that way a little bit, but I sure hope they're staying to watch because this is far from over.
Maybe they just wanted to catch the exciting conclusion on 970 AM, 101.5 FM. 95 seconds on the clock right now. Second down and 8. Levy out of the shotgun. Willis in the backfield with him. Anything could happen here. A high snap. A lot could go wrong. A lot could happen to change things. Snap is great. Willis trying to get to the edge. He's like, got it. Turns a corner. First down. Stays in bounds. It goes down, and that should do it. With the clock running, they stop it to move the chains.
You know, I said on that previous play, Northwest shooting their linebackers kind of up the middle, and I thought maybe Levy might keep it and boot it out there, but that was as good as that, giving it to Willis out wide.
And so we did get a timeout, it looks like, maybe.
Timeout, Mounties.
Yeah, Northwest Mounties will have one more. Doing the math. I don't know if they can go in victory formation.
End of the third quarter, Jackson leads Ipsy Lincoln 32-29. So Vikings may be on the road with a good win.
Sounds like a wild one there, too.
Lumen Christie got a good win, good lead over Newmarket here on Heights, 34-14. I'd be shocked if they let them back into that one. And our last update from Grass Lake was 26-12, Michigan Center leading. Waiting on an update on that one, if we can get it before the game ends here. Well, we'll do an abbreviated post game, or at least quick one. Handoff is to Parrott, and he runs two-arm protecting the football, head-down style, gets a yard, and a stop again from Northwest. That's their last time out with a minute 18 on the clock. So they'll talk it over one more time. Our game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Thanks again. As I mentioned, make sure you catch Sports Saturday tomorrow morning with Luke Moorhead, 9 a.m. Follow that up with Harvesting Jackson's Best at 10 o'clock. And University of Michigan football on WKHM. It's a 6:30 pregame for a 7:30 kickoff on the West Coast with the USC Trojans. Meanwhile, MSU gets started early tomorrow. They're a 10:30 broadcast for their hour and a half pregame for a noon kickoff on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Please come on down to the field for our senior night activities. Please meet in the south
Steve,
end zone.
Would Western be able to just run this out? A couple of kneels, or they have to?
They must not be able to, because they're not doing it. And I defer to the coaching staff for the math on it, but second down and nine, they hand off to Willis. He's going to go to that left side again, and he's going to get a gain, turn it inside. There's a first down. Now they can. Willis doesn't. He's going to take it to the house. No, he takes the knee, and the clock will run at 106.
And that's it.
That should be it. And Northwest, when they needed some big tackles on the run game, unable to get them, and Western should be able to close this out, and 32-28 may end up being our final. And just heads up, play by Willis, not trying to pad his stats or stuff it. Just let this game go to an end while we still have the football. And 32-28 should be our final here at Western High School. And the Panthers come from behind style in a wild back-and-forth game all game, but especially in the second half. And Levy takes the knee. That's the last play of the game.
That was a smart, unselfish play by Willis there, because he could have scored, and you might say, well, why not score? But that gives him the ball back, gives him a chance to score, maybe onside kick it, you know, taking a knee, you can't lose.
Yep, takes control away from you. He could have ran around a little more and ran out some more clock and really left no doubt, but instead, the win happens anyway for the Panthers, 32-28. Let's take our final commercial break. We'll come back, name our player of the game, and wrap things up. Western 32. Northwest 28 on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Is a leaky faucet driving you crazy? Or maybe that running toilet just won't stop running? At Grimes Plumbing, we handle all your plumbing problems, from clogged drains, leaky faucets, to hot water heater repair and replacement. Don't let plumbing issues ruin your day. Our expert team is just a call away at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Again, we got a final score here, 32-28. Western come from behind style to get the win, and again, keep their win streak against the Mounties alive, and end their five-game losing streak at the hands of the Mounties, just like they did back in, 2014? as the last time Western had a losing streak of five in a row was 2014, and they ended the losing streak in a 33-28 win over Northwest. That's almost eerie. Halloween time. Good stuff here tonight. Really entertaining game. Neither team should be, obviously Western's pleased to get the win. Northwest can't be ashamed of the effort. They really put in a great effort and had an exciting game, but that's going to give them a little solace having to go home with the loss tonight. But
yeah.
We were glad to be here for this entertaining tilt, and thank you to both teams for the effort, because it was fun for us.
Yeah, Northwest, you said they won't be ashamed, and that's true, but they will be very disappointed because there were all the opportunities for one team or another to kind of seize, and it looked like Northwest kind of seized control in a couple late Western scores.
Yeah, I mean, it at some point it came down to who was going to get the momentum last, and Western obviously got the last taste of momentum to carry them to a 32-28 victory. Great games. Again, the first half was a tale of field goals. We had three field goals in the first half, and then it was, what, 10-6?
Yeah.
And then we just took the cap off the scoring and end up 32-28. And again, both teams had scoring runs where they went unanswered. Both teams responded and then had their own scoring run, and Western just had the last chance at it. And Northwest coming up a little short, a yard short of a chance to really win this game. A great individual effort over there on the sideline to make that tackle with Didu, just a yard and a half short of first down that would have kept that Northwest drive alive. Instead, Western wraps it up 32-28. Player of the game, we're not arguing, but it's tough to choose one. I'm gonna make an executive call and say it ends up being Jaden Willis. Couple long touchdown runs, and of course the couple plays he made at the end of the game to cement the victory, especially some mature plays to take a knee, keep it in bounds, keep the clock going, and know that game was going to come to an end and you were just going to kneel it down the rest of the way instead of trying to score, add a touchdown to your stat sheet, and maybe, you know, make things a little more erratic to end the game.
Yeah, and Willis had a great game, but Brody Parrott and Cole Archer both get some special mention, and
yes,
those were the ones in discussion. Archer defensively, who had a great first half. We said he didn't mention him much in the second half, but I think it was just because Northwest just ran away from him.
Or had blocking schemes designed to stop him. Because, yeah, Archer had a great game on the defensive side of the football. A lot of great individual efforts. Anspaugh, nice job. Dido, we'll get to call his name out a few more times, I'm sure, as he's just a freshman, but he was impressive. Both quarterbacks did a pretty good job overall of kind of managing the game for both teams. Some really nice throws from Christner, actually. So just overall fun game, super entertaining. It's a shame somebody has to lose, but that's what makes it entertaining and exciting. So Western gets the win tonight, 32-28. Lumen Christi gets to 4-3 after a win against their pretty good Canadian opponents. And they'll move on. They face next week, I believe, they're at Traverse City on the road. So that's not enough. That's another tough one at St. Francis for the Titans, as they've had one of the toughest schedules I've ever seen for any team in high school football. But a pretty good new market here on Heights team from Canada, now 6-1 after the loss. Lumen Christi 34-14, the final. Jackson, at our last update, was 32-29 leaders on the road at Ypsilanti Lincoln. And we still haven't gotten an update from out at Grass Lake. Michigan Central was leading that 26-12.
Yeah, nothing for you on that one either.
And did we have did we get an update? I know we were having Homer Addison scores.
That was still 7-6, the last I knew as well.
All right.
Mariners still up 1-0 on the Tigers in the fifth. So, Steve, we might be able to get home and still catch a couple innings of that.
We're going to. I am. I just have a hop and a skip. You got a little bit longer run.
I have
run.
A jump, too.
Yeah. Fun game tonight. I'm glad we were out here. The weather, a little chilly, but felt like football, and gosh, we got a great football game tonight. Any final thoughts, Brian?
Oh, my final thoughts are this is what it's all about. This is why you want to come to a high school football game to see. I mean, there was a lot of hard hitting, good runs, just good plays from both teams, and just a really fun game, and everybody that was here.
And football is the centerpiece, but it's not the only thing. They had parents' night tonight. The band looked great. The junior cheerleaders, the student section all dressed up. All the sights and sounds, like you You mentioned it. That's why you come out to a high school football game. This is just classic Jackson area high school football. A beautiful night, super fun, and I'm just glad we got to be a small part of it. And if you were listening to the whole game, thank you for tuning in. We're going to let you go home now or get on to your next business. Thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain, of course, our sponsor all season on high school football and throughout the postseason as well. And we're looking forward to, who knows, maybe another trip to Ford Field for us eventually, all said and done. A couple good teams from the area that we'll be following along with as our frenzy continues. But we're not done yet. We'll be back in action on next Friday night on the road. We're heading to Adrian for the Vikings and Adrian matchup. And that'll be about 6:45 for the broadcast, 7 o'clock for the kick. Meanwhile, after the win, Western doesn't get easy. They go on the road to Hazlitt next week. Hazlitt was 4-2 going into the night, 3-1 in their league. And that'll be a tough matchup for the Panthers. Meanwhile, another winnable game, I think, for the Mounties. They're on the road to BC Penfield, 2-4 Penn, but 0-3 in the Interstate 8. So chance for the Mounties to get their second conference win and feel a little better, turn things around after the loss tonight. For Luke Moorhead, back in the studio, our executive producer tonight, the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle. Have a great rest of your night and have a great weekend.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.